version of what's like?
The script. The script would be two tables, two versions of it.
Oh, it don't, I don't care. One of them I have, there's just one, I think the last line is different on the two of them. Okay, this is the problem I had you working on last time. That I just handed out in print form, okay? So I changed and I had to go in and change and say I wanted the donor ID number and the donor name, okay? Then I had that sample file that I created, I couldn't really use because it had a three-character ID because it was dealing with the drives, and it had a three-character ID where the employee had a five-character ID. So I had to go in and modify it from the three to the five. Okay, and then I modified the name just because I suspected the name might be bigger too. So when I created the one that I called donor cont information, then I made it 5 and I made it 25, and then the last one I think I made 7.2, so I just increased the size of everything. So then I had the contribution donation and the total amount, okay? And so those picked up the sizes that I made in the new tables. Okay, the donor cont information, contribution amount. So then I changed the cursor and I said cursor is the donor cursor. Select the name, that's okay, I can go find somebody, because you probably should listen to this too. Sorry, thank you. So then I had the order by ID, and then I said cursor, donation cursor, and that was exactly the same, except that I had to change the where. So the where clause had to change, because I was talking about ID number now, as opposed to drive number. Okay? So I was matching between two files, and now I'm matching between donor and donation. So I'm going to be matching on ID number, as opposed to the other one where I was matching on drive versus donation. So I was matching on drive number. So I had to change this to ID number. And then I opened the donor cursor and I fetched the things in there. I exited when it was not found. I left out that if statement that I told you was marginal anyway, whether I needed it. It was more paranoia than anything else. And so I just said, open the donation cursor, assuming that I'd done everything right. And the key to making that work is that I have the closed donation cursor down at the end. Okay, and so that is what made that work. So I said, open the donation cursor, set the contribution amount to 0, and then fetch, except when I am done with the donation, because the inner loop is controlling donations, and the outer loop is controlling donors. Okay? So when the donor cursor is done, I exit. I then say, okay, at that point, I am adding to the contribution amount if I stayed in the loop, and putting out a line if I stayed in the loop. If I didn't, I did an exit. Okay? And then I end the inner loop. I insert the information into the new table that I made. And then I close the donation cursor because I'm done with that particular donor. Okay, so I get a donor, I go through the inner loop, which is all the donations for that donor. And then when I'm done with the inner loop, I do an insert, which writes one line for each donor on the new file with the sum of their contributions. And then I write a line on the output. I'm looking at the wrong place. I do the insert, and then I close the donation cursor. because I now want to open the donation cursor and get the donations for the second donor. Okay? So again, looking at the donation cursor, I only get donations that match with the donor. Okay? So I'm now going to close the donation cursor, and then I go back, because that's the end of the loop. And the loop says, fetch from the donor cursor, so I get donor number two. When I get donor number two, then I open the donation cursor, which gets all donor number two's donations, and then I loop through there, adding the donations and writing out a line. And when I've finished all of them, I end the loop, write it to the file again, close the donation, and go back and get the third donor. Okay? Several of those donors did not have contributions. So I tried to do a fetch when I got to the inner loop. It was unsuccessful, so I exited. So I basically did nothing if there weren't any donations. Okay? I still did the insert because the insert wasn't part of the loop. So I would write the insert with zero in the total contributions, because they hadn't made any contributions. Questions? Does this one make sense? Okay. Then try writing the one that I asked you to write. It's under assignments. And go in and write that. I'm trying to spend a little time on curses, and we're doing great. So, start working on that, and I will try to get somebody to fix this and make it better. I'm just now anticipating everything's going to go wrong. That's the way the data is static.
So is that the one variable into the right there too?
Which what?
Which one is there too, the first one, right?
As you're going through, I'm not going to answer because I want you to figure it out, but as you're going through, you may have to declare some others. Just write the code, and I mean, I don't worry about getting all the variables when I'm starting up. If as I'm coding along, I discover I need another one. What you want to do is run these as scripts. So you're going to take my script and go in and just create a script and paste my code into the script. So you're going to say edit and make up a name for the script. You can use my name or any name you want to. You're going to take my code and paste it into the script and then come back and say @execute and it will run the scripts. And that will make the two tables that you need. Okay? So then when you've got the two tables, then you can write the program. And the difference between the first two, as I said, it's two versions of the first one, is one of them has a list everything and one of them doesn't, as I recall. Yeah, one of them has a select afterward, which will show you everything, and the other one doesn't. But it will only show you everything if indeed you put it into a file called paydata1, okay, which is what I have. I have the create in there. And so I'm saying create paydata1. I've got all the inserts there, and that will create the table. Okay? And then one of them I do a select afterward, which shows everything. The other one I didn't do the select. You can do your own select if you want to see that. Okay, so there's my script. And I called it paydata1, and I think I've already got paydata1 out there. So I'm going to change it. So I come over here, and I say edit, create, pay create, I'm going to call it. Okay, so I've said edit, pay, create. you're having trouble with the script. And then I can come in, and you want to create it? Yes. And I just paste it in here. Okay? So I just paste it in there, and now I've got all of the code in there. Okay? So I do a file save, file exit, and then I come over here and I say @ pay create. Okay? And it creates the file. Okay, so now it created the file and then it also displayed it so you could see what the file was. Okay, so it went through and ran the script, and the script did the table create, because the first thing I told it was to create the table. Then it put the data in it.
Makes sense.
Okay. And I don't think I've got any of the pictures, right? That was the one that I put in. So I've got the data. I just did a create and go through and put the values in. So then when I come here and run it, okay, so I said edit, pay, create. Went to pay create, when it came up, said, yes, I want you to create it. It creates something called paycreate.sql. I pasted my code in there. And then I came back and said, okay, now @ paycreate. It ran it, and it created the table. So I now have the table. Okay, and if I'm smart, I will now go in and tell it to commit. So that I will keep the table. So you just take my code, copy it into a script that you create, and then you execute the script, and it works. I think that's what you were asking, what you two were working on, right? So have you got it in there now? Right. So now if you do a select asterisk from KData1, just on your own. Oh, you already did. Okay. So you've already got it. Oh, is that how it's good? Doesn't matter. You've now got it. Okay, and so now you go in and you create the last one, because there are two files you need on this. Okay. One is paydata1, and the other file that you need is called createTrans, and that's this one. So that creates transactions, and I call this table paytran1. So you ought to, if you run that, you will then have a paytran1 out there too. Okay, so again, what you do is you just copy all of this. Okay? And then you